The Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Detective. And Cy and Elmer, Punkinville's correspondence school detectives, have captured their first criminal and are now getting the glory. Invited to attend the weekly luncheon meeting of the Punkinville Tigers Club, our heroes have prepared and rehearsed a speech which Elmer is going to deliver. We find the boys now waiting in a small room near the dining room and worrying about Elmer's speech. It is almost time for the meeting to begin.
Now, just sit still, Cy. Steve said they had some kind of business meeting to get over with before the speaking, and we could wait out here. We don't care nothing about the business meeting, and I can go over my speech once more.
Well, I don't know if it's quite safe or not for us to wait out here, Elmer.
Why not?
Well, that sheriff is in there, ain't he?
Why, certainly the sheriff's in there. Yeah. He's a member of the Tigers Club, Si, that's why. Well, he's got to be in there. You know, after all, we're just guests. This business meeting ain't none of our business.
Yeah, maybe it's all right, and again, maybe it ain't.
Why, sure, Tim.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me none if that darn sheriff is putting something over on us.
Well, what in tarnation could he be putting over on us?
Well, for one thing, he might be going to do his speech before we get in there, so we can't hear him. And if yours is better than his, and it's a cinch it's going to be better...
Why, certainly.
Well, and we wouldn't ever know nothing about it.
Oh, shucks, Si. There ain't no danger that sheriff making his speech without us being there.
No?
He's too darn anxious to show off in front of us.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Elmer.
Bet.
But I feel awful nervous.
Well, my goodness, Si, there ain't nothing for you to get nervous about. It's me that's going to make speech.
I got the feeling of trouble, Elmer. I got the feeling.
Yes, you always got that feeling.
Yeah.
That never happened as yet, did it?
Yeah, plenty.
Yeah. Trouble is, you always looking on the dark side of things.
Yeah.
Remember what I said in the book, don't you? Sit up straight and smile.
Ain't no sense smiling when you know trouble is coming.
Well, I can see Sam coming, but he don't look like trouble.
Can't tell by the looks, Elmer. Hello, Sam. What are you doing here? You ought to be out in the kitchen with that fried chicken.
Yoga, Mr. Fry, yoga. The fried chicken, I'm already going. Looks mighty good, too, but Mr. Steve said before Mammy and me to serve it just as soon as Mr. Elmer get through with his speech.
That's right, Sam. Elmer, is he going to be the last speaker?
Yes, and a good thing for the rest of them, ma'am, too. Because after they hear my speech, rest of them will be ashamed to get up and talk.
You heard Elmer's speech in the office, Sam. Don't you think it's good?
Yes, sir. Sure am, Mr. Si. Yes, sir. And I know Mr. Elmer studied a whole lot on that speech. It can't be bad. What's more, he looks like a good speaking gentleman and all that.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Yeah, the way he stands up there is good.
Yeah, nice, ain't it,
yeah,
Sam?
Yeah, sure is. But I'm powerful scared something's going to happen.
What did I tell you, Elmer? I felt trouble coming, and now Sam can feel something going wrong.
Si, will you shut up? First you can feel trouble, and you know something's going to happen, and now Sam's scared about something going haywire. Hush up, or I'll get nervous myself.
Yeah, you better run back to the kitchen, Sam, and let Elmer get his mind on this speech of his.
Yes, Miss Si, yes, I'm going, but just one other thing more, Miss Elmer. Here's a rabbit's foot I always scares when there's trouble hanging around me. Here's the old rabbit's foot ain't never failed me yet.
Eh?
No, sir. You sure better care when you're making that speech, Miss Elmer, because there's powerful trouble hanging over your head. Oh, I can see it just hanging over there. just like a big umbrella.
I reckon you better carry that rabbit's foot, Elmer. You're going to need all the good luck you can get.
Well, by the great horn spoon, if you fellers ain't worse than undertakers meeting.
Yeah.
Now get out of here, Sam. Go on, get out. I don't need no rabbit's foot.
You can't tell, Elmer. I feel danger. You better take it.
Yes, Miss Elmer, I know. I get these feelings and these hunches, and they're always right.
Yeah.
You're all going to happen to an accident if you don't.
Please take it, Elmer.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, all right. If ain't no other way to shut you fellers up. Give it here, Sam. Give it here. But if it don't work, I'm telling you I'm going to make you eat it.
Now. Now I feel better, Elmer.
Yes, sir, so do I. I feel lots better now. Now I'm going to look at that chicken. I'll be listening to your speech through the kitchen door.
And now, Elmer, let's practice your speech just one more time.
Well, maybe a bit, sorry, but, oh, you and Sam got me so dirt and rattled with you being scared that I reckon I forgot most of it. Well, here goes. Mr. Chairman and guests assembled.
Wait a minute, Elmer.
Well, what's the matter?
Well, try hooking both hands in your vest, like you did over to the office.
Up here, you mean like this? Just kind of put him there, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, it does feel better, sir. You know, the hands don't hang down so loose like. Got some place to put him, you know?
Yeah, looks good.
Uh-huh. Well, now, let's see. Head up, like this.
Yeah?
Uh-huh. And eyes, Phyllis. Do you look, Phyllis?
Yeah.
And straight ahead.
That's just fine, Elmer. Well,
don't look too steady, does it?
Nah, it looks swell, Elmer.
Uh-huh.
Just like a regular speaker now.
Uh-huh. Well, start over again now. Mr. Chairman and guests assembled.
Hey, wait a minute, Elmer. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Here comes that hotel clerk.
Oh.
And he's got a flower in his hand.
Yes, all that sissy's good for. He's picking flowers.
Oh, there you are.
Mm. Yeah.
I was so afraid I'd miss you.
Yes, well, it's too darn bad you didn't.
Elmer, that ain't no way to talk to Clarence.
Oh, I suppose it ain't, Si, but darn it, I'm busy on my speech. You've got but a minute now till we get in the dining room and start talking.
Mm, there you have it, the speech. That's just what I want to see you about. For some reason, I've been most awfully nervous about your speech, and I brought you this flower to wear in your lapel for good luck.
Well, Evola, say, what is this, some kind of a scheme?
Hey, how do you mean, scheme, Emma?
You know blame well what I mean. First you get the jitters about something happening to my speech. Then Sam comes in and gives me a rabbit's foot so nothing will happen to me. And now you come a-prancing in with a flower for me to wear. That's too much. It's too much. Get out of here for a toy shot. Go on, get out.
Oh, all right, all right. I know just how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll leave the posy with Si, and he can give it to you. Well, good luck, good luck.
Si, someday I'm going to forget he's a lady and take a swat at him. Him and his flower. Oh, shucks.
Well, I'm a scared he's right, Elmer.
Huh?
Your speech ain't a-going
to be. Now, looky here, Si. Looky here. I know my speech off by heart, don't I?
Yeah, of course you do, Elmer.
Yeah.
Every last word of it.
And I stand up and say it all right, don't I?
Nobody never done better, Elmer.
And you know all the places where you're going to start the clapping for me, don't you?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, then.
Well, and even if I did forget one of them, your speech is going to be so darn good. At the other fellas is just going to be clapping all the time.
There you are.
Yeah.
You admit the speech is slick and ready, but you're scared of something. Now, what the dickens is it?
Well, I just can't put my finger on what's wrong, Elmer.
Yeah, I guess you can't.
Well, I just can't, Elmer. But I know that something terrible is going to happen to that speech.
Sweet sorghum, Si, will you quit it?
Yeah.
You got me nervous now, don't it? Got the jitters.
There you are, Elmer, see?
Well, you did it yourself.
Yeah,
all this talking, you and Sam and Clarence.
I know, but you're getting them, Elmer, you're getting them.
Well, hush it up. Ain't nothing wrong. Ain't going to be.
You never made no speech like this before, Elmer.
Well?
I guess I am kind of nervous and worried.
Well, Si, will you let me do the worrying? There won't be no worrying done. Certainly I never made a speech before. But when I get through with this one, I'll be the fella who makes him old from now on. What do you think of that? Now, wait till I get to sit here. There. How do you look now?
Just fine, Elmer. No, no, you can't do that.
Oh, what?
Well, if you button your coat, you can't get your fingers hooked in your vest.
That's right. Say, I, Si, after all, maybe you better wear that flower, too.
And now, Elmer, you're getting nervous.
Ain't nothing.
Yeah, why don't you come right out and say so?
Oh, shucks, Si, that ain't being nervous.
Yeah.
Just that I look mighty nice with the flower in my coat, I do.
Yeah?
Certainly. Don't you remember how that pretty gal in front of the hotel used to say that the flower just kind of belonged in my coat?
Yeah, I remember all right.
You ought to.
And I remember how she used to sell you a 10-cent flower for 2 bits every day, too.
Oh, she did not.
Did so?
Oh, she did not.
Did so?
Did not.
Well, I thought she did.
Yeah, I can't help it if I'm always been a hand with the ladies.
This speech ain't got nothing to do with the ladies. Now, let's get over just once more.
And, si, this is going to be the last time now. Said it's a darn mutt. Them words must be all wore out.
Now, get all fixed nice now.
Yeah.
Stand a mite straighter, Elmer.
Yes?
Yeah, that's right. Now, get your thumbs hooked into your vest and go to it.
Yeah, all right. How's this,
all
right?
That's good.
Stand up straight now?
Yeah, fine.
Whiskers out, all right?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Mr. Chairman and guests assembled, it is with pride I stand before you and bring to you a message of civic progress and municipal accomplishment. It is my belief that we have the finest community in the United States.
Elmer, that's just as pretty as a moving picture.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir, Elmer. It's just a proper caper.
Yes, I know it's good, Si. This town ain't never heard no speech like this. Of course, for a fella like me, well, it's easy, you know, but...
There's Steve, waving his hand over there at the dining room door. I reckon we better get on in.
Yeah, all right.
Come on, Elmer. And don't get nervous.
Say, how many times do I have to tell you, Si? There ain't no danger Elmer Peabody getting nervous. Hello, Steve. It's time for us to come on in.
Come right on in, boys. We're all ready for the speakers now. Right in here. Now, just come right around here, boys. Now, Si, you sit by the sheriff there.
Hello, Si. How are you?
Hey, howdy. Howdy, Sheriff. How are you?
Yeah, we die, says Steve.
Right here, Elmer. On my right. That's it. Your attention, please. It's my pleasure to present to you at this time, I'll not say introduce, for they need no introduction, Sheriff Hank Hawkins, Si Perkins, and Elmer Peabody. Now, gentlemen, as our time is short, I must ask you to give the speakers your undivided attention and not to interrupt them by making no applause.
Si, darn it, there goes your chance to clap for me.
Your attention, please. We will first hear from Hank Hawkins, our able sheriff. Mr. Hawkins.
Mr. Chairman and guests assembled, it is with pride I'll stand before you and bring to you a message of civic progress and municipal accomplishment.
Elmer, that darn sheriff is a-using your speech.
It is my belief that we have the finest community in the United States.
And the sheriff must know where the public library is as well as Elmer does. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Si and Elmer over this station.
Thank you.